Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
And we're back. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. It is a little bit after 1 a.m., and we've got exactly 50 minutes left in this show. 888-808-1019 if you'd like to join the show. Taking your calls and thoughts on the Mets and the Yankees losing way too many games in their last 10. Not being able to hit, not being able to score. Tonight, it was just, I mean, the Mets didn't get anything going outside of Juan Soto. Juan Soto capitalized. Nimmo got on, and you kind of knew, here comes Juan Soto. He's super hot. He stays hot. But the Yankees just piss poor, leaving runners on. 9 LOB, 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position. And some of the same things we've been seeing through this stretch. So who are they going to trade for? I don't know. I did see on Instagram today 12 players who could help the Yankees fix their biggest area of need. And it's funny because nobody's talking about them getting bats. It's all pitchers. Ryan Helsley from the St. Louis Cardinals, Emmanuel Clase, whose name has been floating around. I would love them to get Emmanuel Clase. Are you kidding? Emmanuel Clase, Devin Williams, Luke Weaver. Then if we can't score but one run, we just beat everybody 1-0. Johan Duran, Minnesota Twins are scuffling. Cade Smith, not to be confused with Cade Smith's rendition of God Bless America. David Bednar from the Pirates, Shelby Miller from the Diamondbacks, Jake Bird from the Rockies, Felix Bautista from the Orioles. Why would they send him to us? Hunter Gaddis. Everybody knows Hunter Gaddis. How many times did you watch that Juan Soto at bat versus Hunter Gaddis from the Guardians last year? Brian Baker, Dennis Santana. There's a bunch of guys that they had listed. This is from New York Post Sports and John Heyman on Instagram. And yeah, also, not to keep going back to John Heyman. John Heyman used to follow me on Instagram. I didn't follow him back. Then once we had our whole thing on air, he unfollowed me. John, I got more followers than you, bro. I got twice as many followers than you on Instagram, bro. Why you unfollow me, bro? One day we gonna see each other. One day we're going to see in person. I saw John. I saw him at spring training. He ducked me. All I wanted to do was apologize man to man and say, hey, I overstepped. You know, that was wrong. You know? Sorry. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County on the Fan next. What's up, Ross? Oh, Ross done fell asleep. I didn't get to Ross fast enough. All right, I'm going to put Ross on hold. Ross is good at this. Ross has made a name for himself. Ross was out there at Fanatics Fest introducing himself as Ross in Bergen County. Ross just graduated. I said, you got the juice now, bro. You got to run with this, Ross. You got to start your podcast, your live stream. You got to, you know, create TikToks and reels as Ross in Bergen County. Diehard sports fan. 888-808-1019. Let's take a little bit of a left turn here. I want to talk to Mark in Woodbridge. What's up, Mark? You're on the Fan.
Hey, my name is Mont, M-O-N-T, but I talk sports radio on my school.
It says Mark on the screen. Your name is Mont?
Yeah, Mont. Short for Lamont, but nickname Mont.
Mont from Woodbridge. You're on the Fan. What's up, bro?
Thank you. So I'm a big fan, longtime fan. My grandfather loves you. I love you. I talk sports radio because of you. Like, you're one of the reasons why I always late night drives and you're on. But my thing is, my big question is, you know, you're a big Nets fan. What do you want them to do for a draft coming up? And what do you see them doing with all the salary cap that they have, especially all the trades that can be going on in the NBA?
Man, I want them to shake the room. I'm not going to hold you. They host the draft, and it's been so quiet for us. Like, I want them to shake the room, trade up. I want them to trade up. Like, do something. And listen, I trust Sean Marks to make picks where he is and get good talent. But, like, do something that's gonna shake the room. That's going to make people say, okay, Brooklyn got one of them ones. They got one of the main guys. Like, get one of the local guys from Rutgers, yeah. either Harper or Bailey. I saw both of them at Fanatics Fest. I'm like, these guys are NBA. They look the part. They're NBA players. Like, go up and get Dylan Harper. Or go up and get Ace Bailey. Make a trade. It's all right in front of you. Right now, yeah. On Tankathon, they got them taking Kasparis Jakuonis. I don't know. He's a foreign player. He's from Illinois. I've actually seen that kid before. But that's not going to shake the room staying there. Like, try and trade up and make a deal to go get one of these local guys that people know and ignite your fan base. Make your fan base excited about something. Because, like, right now, when I say it's quiet for us, man, I met this dude in Target today from Brooklyn. I'm blanking on his name. I think maybe his name was Jamie. It was either Jamie mm-hmm. or Damien. And you know how he recognized me? He's like, yo, I recognize you from Talking Nets. He's like, what's up, bro? When are you bringing that back? And I'm like, not while it's all this Knicks tape, Knicks energy right now. Nobody wants to hear about the Brooklyn Nets. It's quiet for us. There's no money to be made with me doing Nets content. But, like, as the team goes, the Nets fans will come back up. So the team has to do something to make the fan base feel like we're headed in the right direction. And I feel like just staying put and drafting this point guard out of Illinois, if he's there, like, okay, I guess that's all right. But I think if they trade up and try and get back into, like, the lottery picks, that will make the fan base say, okay, now we're cooking with gas a bit.
Yeah, I mean, they have the 8th pick this year. I'm thinking maybe trade up with Philly with that 3rd pick, take Paul George's contract and move some other picks. There's things that the Nets could do. And like you said, make a splash. I mean, you're not going to win no games in the East, but put some butts in the seats. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but that's another thing, too. I was talking in Target. Like, we don't know right now with the East. With all these injuries in the East, we don't know who is who. Why can't the Nets this year be an 8th seed? Why can't the Nets figure out some stuff with their young guys? We act like they don't have any talent. They do. Cam Thomas is another year older. What are they doing with Cam Johnson? Nick Claxton is another year older. Dayron Sharp is another year older. Like, these guys aren't young guys anymore. They're becoming veterans in the league.
I mean, I'm hearing you, but Thomas is not healthy. Johnson, he's inconsistent at times. I'm thinking you got to go out there and get a scorer. And I agree with you. Get a splash in the draft. Do that and spend money in free agency. Maybe go pick up Kuminga from the Warriors. I know he was having contract issues. Like, and he's a good wing on the defensive side and on the offensive side. He could be a scorer, and maybe he could be a contestant in the East. Like you said, bottom seed.
Yeah, I don't know. Cam Thomas, I mean, he was hurt last year, but there was no point in him playing. Like, there was no point in running. Like, he should be good this year coming up. And then we saw a lot this year. These guys got a lot of burn this year. Zaire Williams, Trendon Watford, Noah Clowney, Jalen Wilson, even Keon Johnson. And, like those are drafted Nets, young, talented Nets that got a lot of burn this year. They should take a step forward. Like, they have the potential to be a better team than I think people are giving them credit to be, but it's got to come together. And you know what the most important thing is? They have the coach.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. But my thing is, the money that they have, are they going to spend it in free agency the right way? Because I agree, they have the young players, but they need somebody to come in and get the offense going in the right direction. There's too many times where you're naming guys that are you know, good local guys or good guys that were drafted.
Yeah, and they're role players. They're not really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Nets have all the cap space. You see teams that struggle with the cap space, but they're the top three in the league with cap space coming to 2025.
I saw that. Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I'm not in a rush. I feel like I'm not in a rush. This year doesn't have to be the year to use all that money and say, yo, we got to make a charge. But they do got to do something, because I know this for a fact. Brooklyn looks at the Knicks, right? When they moved the team from New Jersey, they could have went back to New York and called themselves the New York Nets. They specifically chose to be Brooklyn, and they went out of their way a lot to talk about how we are playoffs. We go to the playoffs. The Knicks don't go to the playoffs, right? You know, they try to make the rivalry a thing, and the Knicks don't really look at them like that. And Knicks fans don't look at the Nets like a rival. Now, if you want to rival, then you can't let this run of the Knicks, like the run that the Knicks have had these last few years since you've been getting swept out of the playoffs and been eliminated, not in the playoffs, they're washing you. The young fans that you had that thought they were Nets fans, they're Brunson fans now. They're out. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a very interesting time for the Brooklyn Nets franchise to not completely lose momentum and have it be a 99.9% Knicks city.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's what I'm saying. You know, don't spend all your money in free agency this year on trying to get a star, but you've seen in years past they've gotten hungry for making a move, whether it was KG and Paul Pierce, whether it was Gank, KG and Kyrie.
Don't do that again.
But listen, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, go out there and maybe get a young piece. Spend some money right now in free agency, get a young piece that he could be the reason why, you know, has a good season this season. And next year, when y'all are really in contention with getting different pieces, that could be your star. Get him in this free agency. You know, like I said, mention a young piece like Kuminga or somebody along that line if they have it out there.
Yeah, I'm not against that. And the last thing I'll say is, like, it doesn't all have to happen right now this summer. You can get into the season and see what is out there and what your team looks like, and then maybe make a push before the trade deadline if you think you're going to compete. But I think Sean Marks holds these cards right now, and I said this the other night. Sean Marks has 9 lives, right? And this is his 9th life. Like, he should have been fired 3 times. He should have been fired probably 3 times already for the mistakes that he had and all the pain and suffering that he has put this fan base through. Learn from your mistakes and do not make those mistakes again. And I think this time he's taking it slow and he's saying, we don't have to rush this thing. Let's build sustained success. Matter of fact, they just talked about Sam Presti. And as we're watching the OKC Thunder, how they were built and how it took them. So online, Sam Presti has to be, and this is from Field Yates, a football guy. He says, Sam Presti has to be on the short list for best team builders in all sports. He had a belief and a vision of how to build the Thunder into not just a championship franchise, but one that can credibly sustain success. It's taken a ton of patience and development, but what a playoff run. And the quote is, shortcuts cut long runs short. And the Nets always took a shortcut, whether it was the KG, yep. Paul Pierce, or Kevin Durant, Kyrie. Oh, let's try and add Harden to this. Man, there are no shortcuts. You gotta go through it. You gotta build it the right way.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I say all the time, this is the draft class. So whether they can make a move and moving up, or they stay content and then hopefully they get some superstars or, you know, hidden gems and that can be a future thing. But that's the problem. The Nets don't do that. And I haven't seen them do it since my lifetime. I'm not even a Nets fan. I've never seen them do it. But maybe they can turn over the leaf, like you're saying, with the Thunder and how they did it over there.
Yeah, develop your own, and then you add little pieces like an Alex Caruso. You add little pieces like an Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yeah, and Claxton can maybe develop and keep Thomas healthy, and hopefully Johnson can take another step in his career, yeah. And just not a 3-and-D dude.
And with Claxton and Cam Thomas, excuse me, I believe they want to be here. Claxton signed, he wants to be here. And what I also like about those two dudes, they were on the team with KD, Kyrie, Durant. Mm-hmm. They got to see those guys, and they got to see how those guys acted and blew it up. This is their franchise. They were drafted here. They are still here. They got to take some pride in being Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, and that's what it really is, because, you know, I was a big fan when D'Angelo Russell was around, but when that time was around, those players have pride on the bench. They had energy, and I like to see the Nets have that same type of energy. You know, it's a young team. The cap is there. Just go out there and they got a hoop and get it done. And like you said, the East is wide open, so this is the best time to do it.
Facts. Thanks for the call, Mont. Yeah, I love that team too. Honestly, that was the team that sparked the Talking Nets podcast. When I was working with John Boy and them, I honestly was like, yo, there are not enough Nets fans to build a successful podcast. But there were some advisors in the like early stages of John Boy. And like John Boy Media is huge now. There's really just baseball. And they signed with Major League Baseball. And it's funny how many people are like, oh, they signed with Major League Baseball. That was always the goal. Like, I remember being at John Boy Media and doing stuff on the back end. MLB would always flag the content. There were so many times that John Boy would take MLB videos and make breakdowns that would go viral and that are helping grow the game for Major League Baseball. But Major League Baseball would be pushing back against that. When I was in the MLB fan cave, Major League Baseball was the same way. They were slow to understanding, like, you having BAM and you having the rights. Like, this, how stupid does this sound? We're in the MLB fan cave as these young 25, 20, even like the youngest one, I think we were all over 21. It was like we were 20-somethings that are on the internet. And this is 2014, before TikTok, before, like, we were on Vine, we were on Snapchat, we had Twitter. But like Major League Baseball in their own operation, which was the fan cave, wouldn't allow us to clip highlights, wouldn't even allow us to make GIFs of like a bat flip. They hoarded their own content. And I'm like, we are trying to put your content out to more. I don't know. Anyway, when I did the Talking Nets podcast, it came from that year that they were doing the 6ix9ine dance in Brooklyn. Y'all remember 6ix9ine? The clown with the colorful hair and the tattoos on his face. Yeah, so they were doing the 6ix9ine dance, and they had that group with D'Lo and Caris LeVert and Jared Allen. And that team did make the playoffs. They got the gentleman sweep by the Sixers, but I started the podcast right after that. And then, funny how it comes back around, that summer of the 2018-2019 season, I go to London for the London series. I pack my Vince Carter jersey because I knew what could potentially happen. The Nets make the clean sweep. And that anniversary will come up this weekend because it's the same anniversary I have with proposing to my wife. I'm in London in the tube wearing a Vince Carter Nets jersey. There are no Nets anything around, but I knew that weekend. And I remember playing with the like 7-hour time difference of like, yo, who are we going to get? Who are we going to get? They get KD, they get Kyrie. They get DeAndre Jordan, which, yeah, you know how that went. Anyway, 888-808-1019. We can talk about everything. I see Ross in Bergen County got active on Twitter. Jerry on Twitter is trying to wake Ross up. They're all adding me. I guess Ross fell asleep, but 7 minutes ago he responded, so I guess we'll get a call back from Ross and talk Mets. But let's talk Yanks with Steve in Freehold. What's up, Steve? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight? Just want to make a couple Yankee points here. So, First point is, I mean, I think other than Goldie, we need a new infield. I mean, is Volpe, do you see Volpe as the next Derek Jeter? I know he grew up a Yankee fan. He loved the Yankees. We love Jeter. We all embrace him. But it's just not working with the guy. He's not good enough to be the New York Yankees shortstop, in my opinion.
Now, you said a couple things. Like, do I see him as the next Derek Jeter? I don't see anybody as the next Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter won 5 rings and all that, and it sucks. Anybody that plays shortstop from Didi Gregorius to IKF to Volpe to even Gleyber Torres mixed in between, like, they're going to be compared. I don't think he's the next Derek Jeter. Do I think he's the shortstop of the future? I think he's the shortstop for the Yankees in the near future. And has his performance been good enough? No. But, like, I don't know. It's not good enough. Like, I even mentioned that throw.
Yeah.
That throw from the outfield, you cannot throw that ball away, and then the runner scores from second. It looks like you are in a bad one, completely struggling at the plate, and it's mentally getting to you in the field. And then the narrative about them resting him on Sunday, it grows more legs. See, he broke out of it on Saturday. You rested him on Sunday. Aaron Boone and the Yankees with this scheduled rest, they don't know what they're doing, and it spirals. And here we are again. It's like you didn't even beat the Orioles. It's like you didn't even figure it out in those 2-day games to win the series. You're right back to where you were, losing at night, scoring one run, and having all of these scoreless innings. 8 scoreless innings after Judge hits that home run.
Yep. Yeah, I'm saying Jeter, and not that he's anything comparing him to Jeter, because we know that there's only one Jeter, but
it's
in the terms that, you know, he was a lifelong Yankee. And you know what?
It's a marquee position. I think I was talking to Mitchell and Fort Lee about this at Fanatics Fest. To be the shortstop of the New York Yankees, that gets compared to being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys and the best, you know, player on the Los Angeles Lakers. These are marquee brands, and those are the marquee positions on those teams. There's a ton of pressure. You have to be elite. They just expect you to be.
Yep, and I mean, he's got 9 errors right now. He's the third most shortstop in errors right now. I mean, like you said, I think his offense, he's bringing it out to the field with him, and we just can't have that. He's losing games for us on both ends. You know, he's just not.
Yeah, he's not.
I don't know if he's pressing or what.
Yeah. I can't say he's losing games for us, but he's not helping us win. He's been caught stealing 7 times, the 9 errors, the at bats, the approach. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what needs to happen, and I don't know how it changes.
Yeah. The next point I wanted to make was about the Yankees in the playoffs. Like, we're looking for that beast player, like we had Soto last year, like you said. You're forgetting about Big G is back. I mean, I know he wasn't during the regular season.
He's striking out
much, but
6 times in 2 games.
I know, but this is what he did last year, though. But he's Mr. October, right? He came back in October, and he did really good for us. I mean,
yeah, let's keep him healthy. Let's keep him bubble wrapped. But he's supposed to be a threat. This is a guy that's approaching 500 homers. We're still waiting for that first homer. You know, he's supposed to be a threat in the lineup. He's supposed to make the lineup more dangerous. And right now, it's like we're back to the same shenanigans. They know how to pitch him. They know how to throw that off-speed pitch, slider in the dirt, down, away, and he's going to chase.
Yeah, I mean, he comes to life in October. Let's just hope he can again. And to the next, I mean, the trade deadline, we need, like, do you agree, we need all new infield other than, you know, Goldschmidt, you know, DJ. DJ's, you know, he was holding down for a little bit. He did all right, but now Jazz, I love the energy, but the guy just doesn't, he's not get on base. He can't hit for power. You know, he hits for power, but he can't for average, I should say. You know, he's just struggles at the plate, striking out, and he's either a big fly or nothing.
Hard for me to get on Jazz because he's actually been really good since he came back from the IL, but some of his at-bats, like he'll get struck out on three pitches, and all 3 swings are his Ken Griffey Jr. home run swing, and it's like, we don't always need that. Put the ball in play. And that's what I said about him and Volpe. Put the ball in play. You guys are fast. If you put pressure on the defense, you can beat it out. It doesn't always need to be a homer. But these are guys that have hit homers in their career, and they're always looking for that.
Yeah. Okay. So switching over to the Mets real quick.
Because
We love Soto, right? We all love Soto. He was here. He was great for us.
We love to talk about him. He is a great figure in New York sports because he went from one to the other. Unheard of.
Right. So you said that the Mets never had a good DH. So looking like 2-3 years down the road, They're gonna have one of the $800 million DH, Juan Soto. No,
yeah, they're gonna have a great DH in Juan Soto. When Juan Soto just has to focus on hitting, and he made some plays out there in right field today. But when Juan Soto has to just focus on hitting, he's gonna be a great DH. They'll have that problem solved.
Right. And the other thing I was gonna say about that is how do you think they're gonna feel? Do you think Juan Soto is gonna make the All-Star team?
Yeah,
they have an $800 million. I don't know. Right now, I think he's out. Right?
They're going to vote for him.
Doesn't have the votes right now.
I think he's going to make it. He's there every year. I've been there for a lot of. He's almost there every year. He's adding. His numbers are getting better.
They're getting better.
And I think they're going to vote for him. And you know what always happens? Somebody's going to not play. Somebody's going to be hurt, and they're going to need a replacement. And I think he's going to be right there. I think he's the fourth outfielder right now.
Right. So that was the one thing that you were saying there, too, which I agree with your point, that, as Soto's going well, the Mets are not going well. So I'm happy the Yankees didn't get him just because one player is not going to change your whole dynamic of the team. And I think the Mets really dropped the ball by not going out and getting any pitching. I mean, Frankie Montas and, Clay Holmes. I mean, Clay Holmes, he was all world last year in the first half of the season. And then he blew 12 saves in the second half of the season. The guy couldn't get it three outs, And now they're using him as a starter. And that guy's not going to – how's he going to last throughout the year? I just don't see it. He was the best.
No, he's got to pitch innings limit. And now he's got to pitch more than he's ever pitched in his life. And you could tell he's kind of hitting a wall. I think with the Mets, we all know what their philosophy is. Like, why did they pay Frankie Montas this much? One, he's represented by Scott Boras. So I think they did that as a way to be like, come on, Scott. Like, we're trying to get Juan Soto here. So they paid him. And that's what they do. These little two-year deals for a guy like Frankie Montas, they'd rather do that than pay a Corbin Burns or a Max Fried. And I understand it, but you're going to need, like, Griffin Canning, a $4 million flyer on Griffin Canning. They've already got the value out of him, but, like, you need it for the whole year. So now here comes Manaea. Here comes Montas. You'll probably still get some spot starts here. They need Senga to get back. And then at the trade deadline, expect them to add a starter. Stearns is going to make sure that Mendoza has somebody in that rotation that he can rely on. Like I said, that is what they're missing right now. They can't stop the bleeding. There is not a pitcher that they can go to. And I thought it was Peterson, but here we are. You're not facing the Nationals. You're not facing the Rockies. You need a pitcher that you're like, okay, this guy's going to go shove. This guy's going to give us seven innings of one or two hit, or two run ball, and then you guys go out and hit, and we're going to be okay.
Yeah, it seems like they're just trying to catch lightning in a bottle again, and I don't know that that's going to work with, the Severino types they had last year, that they're going to turn these guys into superstars.
They didn't have the pitching when they got to the NLCS to face the Dodgers, and that's something I was questioning this year. They had to bring Manaea back. You hope that he can return to form. But, like, who are you throwing against that Dodgers lineup if need be? If that matchup comes up again in the NLCS, they need to get another starter. They need to get another arm.
No, I think they need to get more than one.
Maybe two.
I don't think these guys are gonna last.
Go get DeGrom. Go get Sandy Alcantara as well.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they're not going to do that. Thanks for the call, Steve. 888-808-1019. Looking at the rankings, and it's funny. Pete Crow Armstrong. Pete Crow on PCA is the number one outfielder in the National League with over 2 million votes, and he's been bowling. He is going crazy this year. I know Mets fans are very familiar with him. Teoscar Hernandez is number two. Another Cub, Kyle Tucker, is number three. You know who actually jumped Juan Soto by about 100,000 votes? Ronnie Luis Angel's big bro, because he's been doing it to the Mets these last couple weeks. He's had for Ronald Acuna Jr. to be fourth, and he didn't even get back until May. He's fourth right now in the voting. Juan Soto is fifth, so we'll see how it shakes out. But I expect to see Juan Soto. Juan Soto is always at the All Star game. I expect to see Juan Soto there. So 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. 24 minutes left. On the Fan. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Mets and the Yankees. I'll sprinkle in the last bit of things that I did not mention from my notes. And it's wide open for calls on the Knicks, on Woody Johnson, and whatever else you guys want to get in the sports world that we did not hit on tonight. KM to AM returns right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
And here we go. All right, this is it. This is my last 18 minutes on The Fan in New York. We'll talk Mets a little bit here. As I saw, you know, Andy Martino earlier reported for the Mets, Mark Vientos was not activated today because he needs a few more rehab games. But the team optioned Luis Angel Acuña, leaving Ronnie Mauricio as another young infielder on the roster who desperately needs development and would make sense to option when Vientos is ready. You need Swaggy V. You need playoff Vientos, postseason Swaggy V to show up when he comes back. And the trade deadline is still a ways away. It's still like a month and a week away. So help is not necessarily on the way with the pitching yet. But hold on a second. The Mets have signed a young man by the name of Richard Lovelady, who just changed his name to Dickie Lovelady. Come on, Lil Dickie. The Mets have added Dickie Lovelady to their active roster. The artist formerly known as Richard Lovelady will go by Dickie now. I got a kick out of that because I'm like, oh, this is the new Candelita, and now these are about to be the Lil Dickie Mets. Also, Travis Jankowski has been selected to the Major League roster. You guys remember him. For some reason, he strikes, like, when I see his face, and I'm not trying to roast him, he's got a canine face. He looks like a dog to me. Go pull up a picture of Travis Jankowski. And I don't know any different breeds of dogs. I never had a dog growing up. I still don't have one now. I'm a cat guy now, and I didn't even choose that. My wife did that. Because I got a nighttime radio job, and she's like, I don't want to be here by myself. So she gets a cat. And then she also got a whole kid. She got a whole baby now. So she's not by herself ever, really. But anyway, Travis Jankowski looks like a dog to me. He's got like a, what kind of dog does he look like? With the long hair and the long face and even his eyes. He's very canine-like in the mug. Right-handed pitcher Tyler Zuber and infielder Luis Angel Acuña were optioned to AAA. Jose Siri was transferred to the 60-day IL. And it was ladies' night. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night. It was ladies' night at Citi Field. I don't think they had any ladies twerking on the big screen. When it was Pride Night, they had some dudes twerking on the big screen. Ladies' Night, they didn't do that. Do the twerking on the big screen. That would be inappropriate, right? And I know people are running with that picture and video of the national anthem and not the American flag up there. And people are pointing at that and saying, hey, this is it. This is the hex. This is the curse on the Mets right now. They disrespected the national anthem. No other flag should be shown on the big screen when you're singing God Bless America. And here we are with Frankie Montas about to return. The Met fan is in a living H-E double hockey sticks. But so is the Yankee fan. So is the Yankee fan. We're both miserable. Misery loves company, but it's like, it's whack at this point. It's not even funny. As they start the Yankees highlights, and, you know, I was putting baby boy to bed, and I heard Judge Homer. It was like, it wasn't even 7:15 yet. I'm like, the game just started. And I'm like, all right, baby boy, we got to go. Last book, we got to say a prayer real quick. I'm putting you to bed. I'm like, the Yankees about to open up a can on the red. Nope. Nope. 8 scoreless innings. So, like, if you go back, like, the Yankees, the amount of scoreless innings that the Yankees have put together, yikes. And I don't know who's supposed to come back and say that. Like, how many MVPs, former MVPs, do you need in the lineup? How many more bats do they need? They need one. And they're saying they're looking for a right-handed outfielder. Why? I mean, I guess because you have Dominguez, who's a switch hitter, but, you know, his natural side is left. Trent Grisham, who's left-handed. Belly, who's left-handed. And then you only have Judge. Are they going to trade Trent Grisham? The Yankees just did this whole thing on Trent Grisham. And I don't know, shout out to the Yankees digital social team. My boy Ryan over there, a couple of other ones, Nick over there. Like, I've watched you guys over the years evolve the Yankees social media. The Yankees social media used to be very buttoned up. Like, when I was in the fan cave, they didn't make any jokes. They didn't make any puns. They didn't have any clever quips or references or anything. And now, what you're getting out of Yankees social media is amazing. But what I'm saying is they just did this whole thing on Trent Grisham. And they led with, like, you know, what's one word that your teammates would use to describe you? And I was like, smooth, nonchalant, cowboy. I guess because he wears boots. He's got that cowboy mustache. You know, Trent Grisham, they referred to as a gamer. I had a caller ask me, when's the last time we had a gamer? I said Juan Soto. They actually referred to Trent Grisham as a gamer. He is a gamer. He's had some moments. But are they trading him? Are they trading Belly? No. Are they trading Judge? No. Are they going to trade Dominguez? Perhaps. 888-808-1009. Where they have room for a right-handed outfielder. Maybe a right-handed starter. Clark Schmidt has come along. He's been great. At this juncture, I wouldn't mind, you know, the thought of Clark Schmidt starting in the postseason, what he's shown lately. And for anybody else, if we've got to go over it again, I put this out on Twitter, and I know, I understand Morash leaning into the conversation, because you know what? They've been able to stretch that conversation on WFAN from Saturday when I walked into Fanatics Fest and I joined Salicata at 3. They also opened up the show 9 a.m. on Sunday with that conversation, and it's still a conversation yesterday, Monday, and Sean says it's done at this point, because now you got a whole nother conversation around what happened with Ellie De La Cruz and Gavin Lux and Jose Trevino and the Cincinnati Reds. So the whole conversation around fans being robbed of a no-hitter, like, Clark Schmidt wasn't going to throw a no-hitter. He was not. This is the same Clark Schmidt that couldn't go 4 or 5 innings not too long ago. This is the same Clark Schmidt that every year of his Yankees career had an injury, was hurt. You can't play with letting that guy potentially get hurt when you're getting the best out of him. My tweet today was, Clark Schmidt was more likely to A, give up a hit, B, give up a homer, C, get hurt, before D, pitch a no-hitter. There was no no-hitter to be had outside of a combined no-hitter. And I did not see JT Brubaker throw a pitch, because I got to Fanatics Fest and there was no service or no TVs in there. That's another thing. Note, suggestion for WFAN. Next year, with our setup, we need a television. We need a live TV. We have a TV in here. We need a TV. We can't be on live sports talk radio with terrible Wi-Fi in there and talking about the and not be able to see the game. We need a TV. That's got to be added to the setup. I'll send that to the powers that be. Like, yeah, we need a feed in there. We need cable TV in there to see the game. But what I found out was that JT Brubaker struck out Gary Sanchez. And because these umpires are terrible, he got a mulligan, and then he singled on the next one. So whatever. Essentially, you did see a no-hitter if it was called correctly. But these games are never called correctly. These umpires never know what they're looking at. Hashtag ABS ASAP. Send the challenge system. These refs are refs. These umpires are trash in its standard. What else? As we bring it home here in my last 9 minutes, and I try and comb through my notes. We got the Lil Dicky Mets, Dicky Love Lady. You'll see him soon. Oh, you know who you'll see soon? Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones. There was a report in The Athletic that Daniel Jones already had a leg up over Anthony Richardson. I'm not surprised. Anthony Richardson, they should have never drafted that high. He had like 13 starts coming out of Florida. He had bust written all over him. He's not done yet, but like they want, like he's a freak athlete. He's fast. He's got a cannon arm, but you need so much more than that in the NFL to play and compete. But yeah, report from The Athletic. Daniel Jones has a significant lead over Anthony Richardson for QB1. And so guess what, Giants fans? You're going to be watching Colts games with a different eye this year. Yep. Yep. Because that's another storyline. Can you imagine Daniel Jones leading the Colts to the playoffs this year? And you know what storyline they're trying to force feed us? Oh, Jackson Dart's going to start this year. I think Mark Schlereth had a take that I saw on Twitter about they should. Was it Mark Schlereth? Because I don't want to put it on him. But there are already people saying that they should cut Russell Wilson. What? No way. Russell Wilson better be the. If Russell Wilson is healthy, he better be the starter for at least the first four games. But there are already people suggesting that Jackson Dart can be QB1 and start week 1 for the Giants. Why? You can't do that. You can't mess this kid up. Jackson Dart is your only hope. Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, you can't mess this kid up. You can't screw this kid up. Please do not rush it. And like, I don't care what he looks like in shorts and without pads. None of this matters until they start preseason games. I want to see Jackson Dart in the preseason. Please do not screw this kid up. Please do not fall into these internet sensationalized conversations about Russell Wilson doesn't have it anymore. The future is now. The Giants lost 10 games in a row last year. And speaking of the Colts, they had to beat the Colts. And they ended up not being able to get Cam Ward. But you know what? They were able to finesse the first round and get a generational talent and Abdul Carter and actually get the quarterback of the future. And I think they like what they've seen out of Jackson Dart. No rush. You also have Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston better get the nod before Jackson Dart. Even if Jackson Dart somehow outplays him in camp, there's no rush for it. There's no rush for it. There's also no rush to decide who will perform at the Super Bowl. But somehow we're here in June and everyone's saying that Jay-Z is rumored to be the headliner for the 2026 Super Bowl. I've never been to a Super Bowl. I got to go to a Super Bowl too. Where's the Super Bowl? Oh, I know. Before I even Google it. This next Super Bowl is at Levi's Stadium where the Niners play in Santa Clara. I don't know if I'd want to go to that Super Bowl as my first Super Bowl. But they're saying Jay-Z is going to be the Super Bowl halftime. I still haven't listened to Lil Wayne's new album because people killed it. It was dead on arrival. People killed it on Twitter for me where I'm like, I still want to hold Wayne in high esteem as best rapper alive. And I've got enough. I've got 10 times the sample size I need on Lil Wayne to know that Lil Wayne is the best rapper alive. Jay-Z is the best rapper of all time just because Jay-Z's become a billionaire. I still didn't get into the 40-40 club at Fanatics Fest. This year, I didn't even try. This year at Fanatics Fest, I wasn't trying to play like I was like, you know, like I was popping or like I was somebody. I was just chilling in there. I didn't even, if you look at my Instagram, my last post on Instagram, I put 15 pictures up and I was like, I didn't even vlog this year. I wasn't really like beasting for content. You know what I really did this year? I connected with people. I met a lot of people. I shook a lot of hands. I talked to a lot of people face to face at Fanatics Fest, and I enjoyed that a lot. But yeah, Jay-Z was there with his 40-40 club. Now they're saying he's going to headline the Super Bowl. And Lil Wayne had a line about Jay-Z seeing him and not seeing him. I guess it was a play on words about how he just physically saw Jay-Z. And there was a picture of Jay-Z last year at Fanatics Fest where Lil Wayne was in the 40-40 club with him. And then not long after that, the decision was made by Roc Nation and the people that decide who's going to perform the Super Bowl that Kendrick Lamar would be the Super Bowl halftime performance in New Orleans, home of Lil Wayne. I think they made the right choice. But Lil Wayne felt some type of way about that. I bet you he would feel some type of way about the next one being Jay-Z. What significance does Jay-Z have to Santa Clara? Kendrick Lamar would have more significance to Santa Clara, no? I guess they're not doing that anymore. Like when it was in L.A., they had Dr. Dre, they had Snoop Dogg. Like that made sense. I don't know where they're going with this. I did see some stupid young girl on Twitter saying, name five Jay-Z songs challenge. I'm like, you can name five Jay-Z song, Jay-Z albums. What are you talking about? Some of these young kids don't respect Hove. That's crazy. Some of these young kids don't respect Jay-Z. Fleegs in my ear just made a great point. They know, he said they know him as Beyonce's husband, and you're 100% correct. And I just saw a video of him performing N-words in Paris. I can't say the word that you know what I'm talking about. N-words in Paris. And I was like, wait, Jay-Z performs on Beyonce's tour? So on this Cowboy Carter tour, Jay-Z comes out and does his songs with Beyonce? And some of these younger kids really just know him as like Blue Ivy's dad, Beyonce's husband. They don't know Reasonable Doubt. They don't know In My Lifetime. They don't know The Dynasty. They don't know The Blueprint. You know how much I played The Blueprint? The Blueprint Volume 2? The Blueprint, like The Gift and the Curse? Those CDs and CDs got played back to back. No skips. Started over. The Black Album? My brother played The Black Album. You would think that it was the soundtrack to my brother's life. In his car, in his room, in the everywhere. He had two copies of the Black Album that he had one that he brought to work, one that he kept with him so that he could play the Black Album everywhere. These kids don't respect Hov. That's crazy. But I guess because, yeah, you know. And then that brings it all the way around. Jay-Z might be the next to perform at the Super Bowl because he's getting reps performing with Beyonce. Beyonce's already performed at the Super Bowl. Beyonce performed, was it Christmas for the Houston Texans, or was that Thanksgiving? I think it was Christmas. Jay-Z's like, oh, I got one in me. I never done a Super Bowl. I'll do the next Super Bowl. And Jay-Z would kill it. They think Jay-Z won't kill it. Jay-Z will kill it. He'll probably drop another album before it. Just to give y'all some fresh stuff, just like Kendrick Lamar did. So, yeah, look out for Daniel Jones slinging touchdown passes to Tyler Warren. I told the Jets they should have drafted Tyler Warren. And, you know, now you're going to see Danny Dimes go on to greener pastures with the Colts, like you saw of Saquon Barkley go on to greener pastures with the Eagles. And then we're going to get a Colts-Eagles Super Bowl. You got to watch those two guys go against each other with Jay-Z performing at halftime. All right, I'm running out of time. And I think that's all I got from my notes that I didn't report. Oh, that camera angle, the different camera angle out there at Great American Ballpark, a different camera well. It's just, I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. It's just different. It's like higher up and further back. I blame that too. Everything was pissing me off from this game after the Judge homer. I just knew. I tried to get myself excited. I'm like, okay, bullpen. We got to their bullpen. It didn't matter. Doesn't matter who's pitching. Yankees going to turn this rookie into an ace. And I don't know. The Mets got to break out of it. I would bank on some type of like janky stuff happening because it's Frankie Montas. Frankie Montas goes six innings shutout, and the Mets wake up against Spencer Strider. They did hit Spencer Strider hard at first. They got to jump all over Spencer Strider. Pause. They got to hit Spencer Strider early, and Frankie Montas has to remember he's a major league pitcher making $17 million a year. Can't lose. You lose tonight, then you can't win the series. The Mets have to win. And, I mean, if the Yankees lose, they lose the series. So, all right, let me get out of the way. Big Mac is coming your way next. Stay tuned. Keith McPherson done. You're listening to The Fan. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN New York.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.